danielbritt.com. Joy FM is real music for real life. 2:02. It is Tuesday afternoon. I'm Daniel Britt, Wanda Taylor here. Dean Hopper is on our guest line live right now, I'm assuming from the hospital. Dean, we received some reports, and there's been some confusion bouncing back and forth. Dean Hopper's on our line. Dean, what can you tell us?
I can tell you that they have taken Tony off of the ventilator, and he is in a room breathing on his own, unconscious, with his family and friends around. They are singing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Just wonderful songs, wonderful spirit. Gerald Wolf is here. Amy Lambert's here. Of course, Kim and Saran, and everybody's gathered around. And he's unconscious. It's probably a matter of time, but I'm sorry for the wrong report there. They did take the all the other IVs and compressors and all that stuff off of him probably an hour and a half or so ago. And, you know, because of his bodily, you know, all the signs and everything was going down, down, down. But when they took the ventilator off, he continued to breathe. And so, you know, prayer is still needed for patients in that. You know, God is a miracle working God, and it's not like me to speak, you know, negative on that. But I think the family is prepared now. We're praying for Tony's kids, his immediate family, and so we just ask a continuation there. But I mean, they're having revival here in the hospital. So let me give you a positive. They're going to sing him right into glory, right into the arms of Jesus. So please, everybody, know that. And you know, I want to hold up on the
sure.
Don't get the cart before the horse. And I apologize for any of that. And it seems to me I've been the one to be the information person for the family in some way, and it's hard. It's hard with these things. But God has a timetable. He's in charge here, so he'll give us the final say so on this. But I really appreciate you guys at Joy for allowing me to share that with the rest of the folks.
Well, in all honesty, and in defense, Dean, I mean, we're not medical people, but. Yeah. You know, from a non-medical point of view, you think someone's either alive or they're not. But
yeah.
Even for trained doctors, sometimes it's difficult. Faint heartbeats, faint signs of breathing, you know, holding on there at the last minute. Sometimes it gets very confusing. And then when you put family and emotion in the middle of all that, it does get tough.
Yes,
so
it does. I've been talking, you know, with my wife this morning, and, you know, it's a difficult time. She and Tony were very, very close. They were 14 months apart growing up, and she was one that, you know, told him that when he went to first grade, first year, you mess with my little brother, I'll beat you up, you know. So they were close all those years, and it was hard, you know, when we got married and she moved away, and but they talked. They probably talked to each other 3 to 4 times a week at least, if not more, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. And that's been for the last 21 years. So it's been especially hard on Kim, and I know it's hard on everybody. Okay, but
yeah,
I've watched that relationship all these years, and it's been a strong one.
Well, thanks for the clarification. We will let you get back to be with the family, and we'll wait for further news, and we'll keep praying. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dean. So more information as we get it. In the meantime, music, as we promised, from the Greens, the message of the gospel that they proclaim so very well. And this has been a favorite of mine for years, and I think very appropriate for this hour in the life of Tony Green. Pray hard. Pray hard. God may be up. Well, we know God's up to something. And we know he's still in the miracle business. And this is not just empty words, but words full of hope. Hold on. This is Joy FM.
When there's no step left to take, no moves left to make, oppressing fears, tormenting doubts, prayer after prayer, still there's no way.
This is Joy FM, online at joyfm.org.
A service of Positive Alternative Radio.